T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI. So ponder this for just a moment, if you will. According to all reports, Manny Machado has now agreed to the largest free agent contract in sports history. 10 years, $300 million. He's never hit 300 in a season. He did hit 297 this year.
No, hey, 300's the line? He has not hit 300.
He's not hit 300.
He's not hit 300.
He's had one 100 RBI season in his career. He's had one top 10 WAR season in his career. He's never hit 40 home runs. He's never stolen more than 20 bases. And the San Diego Padres just made him the highest price free agent in sports history.
Yeah, it's one of those guys who's very good. Like, he is. Like, I don't like him. And you know, his comments about how, like, I never hustle. And you're like, really? You're about to go into a contract year. Like, that may be true.
Apparently,
but
that didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Didn't
matter.
Didn't stop anybody.
At all. Like, he does. He has the sense of a loser. Like, a really talented loser. That's just what it feels like. But he's a good player. He's a four-time All-Star and all of that. But to think that in all of baseball history, the biggest contract ever, at least right now, I think Bryce Harper could break it tomorrow, but at least right now,
Carlos Stanton signed a $325 million deal with Miami, but he wasn't a free agent.
Free agent deal. Right. The biggest free agent deal is Manny Machado. Like, that doesn't sound right. And by the Padres? That's even more crazy.
Ponder this with the Padres. And Lou just retweeted this.
I love that turn of the phrase.
Ponder this with the Padres.
Nice. Well done.
That could be like a segment that we do where we check in with Greg and he breaks down the Padres.
And will you actually engage? Will you engage with it?
No. Oh, okay. I'll just leave you out there to die. Yeah, right.
I don't leave you out there to die.
Well, some have said. Some have said.
I only say a couple of things.
Some have said that.
Lou retweeted this from a guy, Bill Shank, in L.A., the Padres have $528 million invested in three guys. Will Myers, Eric Hosmer, Manny Machado, all through 2028. $528 million.
A 10-year deal?
No,
you're just saying combined
all together through 2028.
Holy
$500
smokes.
Million dollars for those three guys.
Now, they have not made the playoffs since 2006. They have not won a playoff round since 98. When they, of course, went to the World Series and got swept out there. So they need something. They're in desperate need of something. They finished dead last in the division a year ago. And, you know, that division has had teams pop up and be good. The Dodgers recently, the Diamondbacks not that long ago, the Giants are always pretty good. So they needed to do something. But this seems like even before he's even played a single game, it already has the feeling this is not going to work at all for them.
No, and who's going to – are they going to
– it doesn't matter.
If they're a 500 team or slightly above 500 team, are their TV ratings going to be great? Are they going to bang out that ballpark every single night?
I can't imagine.
I don't understand.
I don't
see the return on investment.
Sillo think about this? Has he tweeted about it? He's got to be excited.
The San Diego Padres last year – averaged 26,772 fans a game.
That's more than I thought that they would. That's actually more.
26,000?
Figured they'd be down in the 20 range.
26,772 fans per game.
So what do you get, 30 this year maybe?
Their estimated payroll last year was $93 million. Well, they're going to be a little higher.
That's up.
It's going to be a little higher than that this year.
But do you think, so I bet now if you're Mookie Betts, you said, okay, good. That's good news. Now let's see what Bryce Harper gets. Yeah. And then if, say Bryce Harper gets $310 million, just for a round number, do you think if the Red Sox went to Mookie Betts and said $320, do you think he would do it?
I'd go higher than that. Why not?
I mean, you're topping both of them.
Because if you're Mookie Betts, you say to the Red Sox, well, 2 years from now, the price is going to be even higher potentially if these guys are making 300 and 320. Well, 2 years from now, but who says I couldn't make 375?
But your contract year next, you know, not this season, but next season, you could blow your Achilles going to first base. Right. I mean, that's sort of the risk reward, I guess. You're right. He could wait, and I still have a feeling that's what he will do. But there's always that, all right, you could just breathe easy. I just signed a $300-plus million deal. I'm all set.
I can
take all the worry away.
I just hope the Red Sox do the smart thing, and I think that they will.
I think they will
absolutely try and blow him out of the water.
Yeah. According to Kenny Williams, the Chicago White Sox had a higher offer on the table. According to Kenny Williams, he says,
this sounds like a guy who missed his free agent. He says,
I'm wearing my shade so you can't see the shock in my eyes.
All right, Kenny, a little much.
but just think about this now. If you can live in San Diego for $30 million a year,
yeah,
I'd probably do that.
Chicago's nice, though. I mean, it's not as warm, I suppose.
Well, if you're a baseball player, wouldn't you have a better chance of winning in Chicago as opposed to San Diego?
I don't think that's high on Manny's list.
Well, and I'm not sure the White Sox are that much better.
Yeah, but at least the White Sox, you can say, well, Padres are in Chicago, big market.
Padres are
going to spend money.
They are a joke.
Yes.
They're a baseball
joke.
Their
lineup's pretty good. Their rotation stinks.
I don't know how good
and
the lineup is.
This isn't going to fix it. I mean, this obviously doesn't do anything for their pitching issues.
No.
And if they don't fix the pitching, they could sign Machado and Bryce Harper, and they're not going to win.
Can I sit and give, actually, now that I think of it, can I give the Padres a little bit of credit?
I'll listen.
You'll listen to
I'll
it?
Listen.
You'll give
I'll
it a
listen
shot?
To it. What do you have?
In this day and age of MLB teams cheaping out all over the place and
they
collecting money, they did not. They spent money. They spent a lot of it. We sit here and we rail against the Minnesotas and the Tampas of the world and the Miamis of the world for taking all the money back from all the rich teams. At least San Diego went out and spent. I give them credit for it.
We mentioned all the things that Manny Machado has not done. And yet he got a 10-year, $300 million deal. He did most of that in Baltimore, which is a grandiose little league park for many people. I mean, it's a launching pad. It's a bandbox. Now he's going to one of the worst hitting ballparks in Major League Baseball.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Those numbers are going to go down. They're not.
And he doesn't care.
No. I'm saying, at some point, like 3 years into this thing, the Padres are going to be going, how can we trade this guy?
Well,
But
they have to know. They might. Honestly, they might. They have to know, though, that once they get a guy, he hit 37, I think, is his high number. He's at 30 home runs each of the last 4 years. They have to project that number goes down just a little bit. But their team still is awesome. So Ian Kinsler, you were telling me, Greg, he's probably going to be their leadoff hitter. Their starting rotation, I've never heard of any of the guys.
None of them? Not even one.
No.
Not even
the, no. Do you know any of their guys?
Their rotation is not good.
They're all super young. And I play fantasy baseball, so I usually kind of know the obscure guys. This is just based on their current depth chart, I don't know if this will change. Joey Lucchesi, Eric Lauer, Robbie Erlin, Jacob Nix, and Luis Perdomo.
Who's their closer? They got a closer? They need Kimbrel?
Is that the Olive Garden staff tonight?
Craig Stammen. No. I'm sorry. Closer?
Yeah.
Kirby Yates.
Oh, Kirby Yates.
These are baseball players. These are Major League. If you're just joining
TJ's
us now.
Brother.
Yeah, these are Major League baseball players who are now teammates with Manny Machado, who I'm naming. Their left fielder is Hunter Renfro, not the slot receiver from Clemson, but the other Hunter Renfro. Yeah, that's a rough team. But, hey, they got Manny Machado now. He can lead them into glory.
I'm not sure that these words have ever been said on Sports Talk Radio.
Have
you
listened to the commercials? I bet they have.
Different words than that.
You're bending the words again, Dale. You're bending some words.
So I'm a little nervous to even say this, but might Dan Shaughnessy be right?
Oh, boy.
When he writes today, shouldn't we be a bit more concerned about Xander Bogaerts leaving? His point is Bogaerts is a free agent at the end of the season. They certainly do not have a shortstop percolating through the system to replace him.
No, they don't.
He's 26 years old. He's got two World Series rings. He hit .288 with 23 home runs and 103 runs batted in last year. Shouldn't you be more concerned about that guy leaving?
Because it's sooner, yes, but no, because he's not as good.
He's not as good as Mookie Betts. Right.
He's not as good. I like him. I want him back. But he's not as good.
He is one of the best, one of the better shortstops in the game, right?
Yes.
I would pay him.
One of the better, yeah.
I would pay him more money. I would pay more attention to trying to sign him as opposed to Chris Sale. To me, it goes Betts, Bogaerts, Sale,
me too.
And whoever else.
I'm the same. Yep, I agree with that.
Try to get JD Martinez to give up his opt-out. give
at
him money to
get up.
At least
he has that deal. Like, right, at least he has that. Now, he can, at the end of the year, opt out, and then you can try to work with him coming back. But he's getting good money for the next 4 years if he wants it.
Right.
It's already here. So those other guys, I would say, are probably a higher priority.
Look, I hate to do this because we don't normally do this here, but Dan's got a point. That guy's going to be hard to replace. Now, don't get me wrong. You can't replace Mookie Betts either, but he's a little further down the road. And by the way, we don't even think Betts is going to do it anyway. We're saying in a perfect world, you go to him, blow him out of the water. He accepts the deal. We don't think he's going to do that. But Xander Bogaerts has already talked about wanting to get a deal done now. He's already talked about not getting to free agency at the end of the season.
Which is weird because he's a Boris guy, and Boris usually always makes his guy go to the end. They always, especially this close, because I think Bogaerts is making $12 million this year.
Yeah.
So he's this close to potentially getting a whatever type of bidding war, even if it's one that takes 4 months to happen. You at least know the money. I think baseball players were, and I think they still are, annoyed about how the process plays out. But at the very least, seeing Machado get $300 million has to be a big victory for him.
Is it really, though?
Yeah.
I think because, I'm not sure it is, because if you're a really good player, you're not getting to your $300 million. I think the market still works, obviously, for these top-notch guys, for the Machados, for the Harpers, for the Betts, for the Craig Kimbrels of the world. I'm not so sure that what's going on in baseball right now benefits
them.
That's
true. Okay.
And it's going to get worse.
But Betts and Bogaerts maybe can say this is a good thing.
Yes.
Other guys are like, what's going on? No, that's fair.
617-779-7937.
Oh, damn. No. Could it be? Don't worry, Greg. This is planned. This is planned. Don't worry about it.
It's your birthday today.
Roger!
Oh, we're going a few different directions here.
It's your birthday.
All right, so I don't know. I'm going to guess.
You take a guess. We'll go around the horn with guesses.
Clemens?
No.
49ers great Roger Craig.
Close.
No.
Greg, do you have a guess?
His guess is
Roger.
I don't think you get the whole game thing here, Greg.
We wouldn't celebrate the birthday of the commissioner.
Today is the big 6-0.
Turn it off.
I heard Roger Craig.
You are not. You know. We have just ruined the entire bit.
We don't wish him a happy birthday at all.
Jason Rossi and the Happy Birthday Band will wish anybody
not him.
A notoriety.
Not Roger Goodell. You
not
take
him.
It back we, right now.
I'm not singing.
He has not done anything bad to the Patriots in almost 2.5 seasons.
It's been a while.
Can you play that one? Because I didn't hear the Roger in that.
You do it. Pick it up on your another time. Maybe.
Okay.
You can listen to it on demand in about 28.
We are not. We are not repeating a birthday
How dare
wish.
You?
To you know what, Jason. You've got some splaining
You're
to do
on
when
notice.
We get off the air. 617.
Eamon, you've just been promoted.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe with Dickerson Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
When a guy like Machado, a big superstar free agent, goes to a team other than the Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, etc., people can't scream, oh my gosh, the rich always get richer in baseball. This is a team, the Padres, that has been a low revenue team, a team that's been rebuilding, trying to get its prospects into the big league level. And here they are investing in Hosmer last year, Machado this year. They still got Will Myers on the books. I'm not sure they're happy about that. So this is a very positive move for the Padres, who are trying to establish a beachhead in San Diego, so to speak. And the Chargers are gone. So here's a team that wants to really seize the marketplace. And it's a great move in a lot of ways. Tatis from the Dominican Republic. Machado, roots in the Dominican Republic. They can work together. Machado can mentor this kid and others in that organization. And of course, just from a positional standpoint, the situation the club is in, they had a dying need for a third baseman. Well, guess what? You just got Manny Machado. It's going to work out pretty well.
It'll be great. He may never see a playoff game there. Not unless they figure out a way to solve their pitching problems. You were looking up their pitching staff, and
it's underwhelming. Now, there, some young guys.
There's the word.
Some guys could pop maybe on that list. Maybe you're a big Robbie Erlin fan. Any Robbie Erlin fans out there?
Please.
He could be a nice pitcher for you. Joey Lucchesi? I'm not as familiar with most of their work, but we will see. It's a pitcher's ballpark. Maybe they're going to be okay. But $300 million for Manny Machado. I mean, I guess it worked out for him to wait this long. We were wondering what the hell's going on. You got, you know, not only pitchers and catchers, but you got full squad workouts. You got their first real game is Saturday, right? Sox. They got Northeastern Friday.
I was going to say,
that's a real game. I take it back.
Discounting that big Northeastern
team. I take it
back. If you're Manny Machado, you got to forego the grueling days
yes,
of spring
true.
Training.
True.
You don't have to go through all the stretching and the sprints.
I don't
and everything.
Think starting now until the end of his career, there will not be a grueling day.
No,
Manny
no.
Machado will. It does not exist for him. He's just going to do whatever he wants.
Well, based
no
on
one's
some of his
notice.
Past comments, he has yes. no grueling. And the other, you know, the interesting thing to me with Manny Machado is he sets himself up to go to a place where he's not going to get criticized.
No, he's not.
He's making $300 million. Who the hell's going to criticize him in San Diego?
Nobody.
Well, Don Orsillo, but
Orsillo
well,
might get him.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
might get
yeah.
him. But if he goes out there, and really, as long as he plays 150 games a year, you know, I think if he misses big chunks of time, people might start to turn on him a little bit, if that's even a thing out there. But as long as he plays, like, hey, I'm doing my part. The rest of the team sucks. What do you want me to do? I'm earning my money. Like,
I got Will it. Myers hitting behind me. That ain't my fault.
I know, right. The numbers are going to go down a little bit for him.
So if you were advising Dave Dombrowski,
and I am,
and he seeks that advice
yes.
on a practically yearly, monthly, daily mm-hmm. basis.
That's right.
If you were advising Dave Dombrowski and you prioritized what he has to try to get done here, very first thing he's got to try to get done is
bets,
Mookie Betts,
still Mookie Betts.
See, I think that one, and I don't disagree with the overall thought. Just
yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But
just
that's
I don't think. I, don't
yeah,
think
I, thought,
that's,
I thought I'm advising no, him right I, now. I thought I'm the one. I'm the advisor here. Now you're telling me I'm not the advisor. I'm the advisor. I say Mookie Betts. I say wait till Bryce Harper signs, then take that, add some coin to it, and offer it and see what
okay,
happens.
Fine.
That'd
and
be
I
my
got,
number
and,
one thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
What would your number one thing be?
Well, to me, you've got to decide if it's Chris Sale, who you don't want to offer a contract to yet.
Not yet.
And I do.
Not yet.
Or Xander Bogaerts.
So you have to pick one.
Bogaerts.
You're saying Bogaerts,
correct? Bogaerts over Betts or Bogaerts over Sale?
Well, I
he's saying over all of them.
I don't mind offering Betts, as you said. See what the Bryce Harper thing is. Add some coin to it. Say, hey, Mookie, want to do this? And if he jumps at it, great. But realistically, as Rich pointed out, that's a couple of years away. He's probably not going to sign now. I hope he does,
yep.
but he probably won't. Bogaerts is a free agent at the end of the season.
Oh, if he says no, I'd do the same kind of thing, obviously not the same money that
right,
I'd
right,
offer
right.
Betts, but I'd do the same thing to Xander Bogaerts because it seems like he'd be willing to do it. He'd be willing to
Which
sign right
I'd,
now
I'd
and
get
forego.
It over with now.
Yeah.
I'd do it now.
And
I mean, I would get in there. I'll use my Rich Keefism. Get right in there.
Get
and,
right
and,
in there.
And get this thing, you know,
get
it going. Get it. Because I agree with you, Greg. I think he would be willing. Get this over with. Get it figured out, and then move on to what you know. What's the next?
And there's so much less risk trying to re-sign or signing up Xander Bogaerts to a big deal.
26-year-old,
well, as opposed to Chris Sale,
right?
I don't trust Chris Sale. I love him to death. Love him as a bulldog. He's a great pitcher, but I don't trust him to stay healthy.
Now, if they're looking ahead, now do they have the money? The answer is probably yes. Like they always have the money to whatever. The answer should be yes. But if you're talking about staying under the luxury tax long term, can Betts make over $30 million annually? Can Bogaerts make over $20 million annually? Are you going to be able to bring back Benintendi? What's your rotation going to look like? If all those guys can be in there, then I'm all for offering Bogaerts a bunch. But if you all of a sudden have to pick and choose, the answer is always going to be Betts for me. It's always going to be Betts.
Don't you think that JD Martinez is going to be gone?
I think they could bring him back, though.
I think they could.
I think you might have to pay him a little bit more. That's all I think. I think he's going to opt out after this year. But I think he has to like the ballpark to see his stats the way they are in the ballpark.
Would you rather have J.D. Martinez or Xander Bogaerts at big money?
Ugh, probably Bogaerts.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bogaerts.
The website Red Sox Prospects, which we've used on a number of occasions in the past, they do a good job.
Yeah, they're good.
They say the top-rated shortstop in the Red Sox system is their ninth, number nine prospect, C.J. Chatham, and he was a shortstop in Portland, Double A, this past year. Let's just say that there'd be a bit of a drop-off from Xander Bogaerts to C.J. Chatham.
But you also got to see what the free agent class is. I think D.D. Gregorius is a free agent that year. So like Bogaerts won't be the only shortstop available. So you could always wait the year. And then who's to say you don't outbid everybody else for him anyway? Like, can't you just bring him back when he's on the free market or the open market? That could happen.
Why wait? If he's willing to do it now, why
would
you wait?
I guess that's the question. Is he willing to do it? And if so, then sure, I would do it now. That's fine. That's not my number one priority, but I would do it. Yeah.
Well, I agree with you that in a perfect world, you'd get Betts signed to a 10-year deal tomorrow.
Right.
I just don't think that's as realistic as getting a deal done with Bogaerts, even though Bogaerts is a Boris client.
Yeah, that's what scares
because
me about
Bogaerts
Boris.
Because has already kind of indicated, and after all, it is still the player who holds the cards here, not the agent.
Right.
He's sort of indicated he's kind of open to the idea of getting this thing done. Now.
I think the money would have to be pretty high, though, for him to avoid going to the market. I just think he hired Scott Boras, so this was his decision to get every, and how many Boras guys, you could probably count them on one hand, that with 1 year left until free agency decided to just take the hometown team's deal right then.
But it's not necessarily going to be a hometown discount.
Maybe, I didn't say discount.
He's going to get every last dollar.
Oh, I didn't say discount, but I just think that if he has another really good year like this year, and then at that position, I mean, he just saw Machado, who kind of goes back and forth between short and third, make the kind of money that he did. Now, I don't think he's not Machado, but he's on that next level down. He could probably cash in pretty good. You know, the White Sox are a team that they claim to have just offered, Machado over $300 million, which I don't know if that's true or not. But so now the next year comes up and Bogaerts is available. I would think the White Sox, for at least one of the teams, would be right back in on that.
My guess is they're probably talking to several players right now.
Oh, yeah. They're
we know they're talking to Sale. Yeah. I mean, Tom Werner said that yesterday. He didn't want to talk about it, and it's smart. But he said yesterday they've already begun discussions with Sale. My guess is they've already reached out to Bogaerts, or to Boras on behalf of Bogaerts. And I don't think you can begin any legitimate discussions with Betts until the Harper thing gets done.
Yeah, which could be
today.
Right, could be today or tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow we're talking about a Bryce Harper deal.
To where?
Philly.
Yeah, Philly probably is the smart money. I'll say Yankees, though, until they're completely out of it. Until he signs somewhere? Come on.
Say Yankees forever.
Yeah, I should. That was the way it was.
Well, I know they hosted.
They need a lefty bat.
They wanted Harper, so if you're willing to overpay or if you're willing to give the most money to Machado, if you're the White Sox,
why
not
them? Could. Yeah, they could, too.
They say, hey, we were willing to give 320 or whatever it was to Machado. We'll give you that, Harper.
Or it's going to be boring and he's just going to go back to the Nationals.
That ain't happening.
You don't think so?
I think that bridge has been
burned. They withdrew a $300 million offer.
They could be back.
And now that you look at it, with Machado getting $300, that probably wasn't going to get done, right?
So let's add a few dollars.
You're willing to give $300? What the hell's the difference? $320. You know?
Because he's going to release it. We're going to find out, too, on the video game, right? That's how we're going to find out. Well, who will have it first? MLB The Show or Ken Rosenthal? Who's going to have it first?
The report is that it's supposed to be MLB The Show.
It's supposed to be MLB The Show.
They're supposed to announce it. And they had a rough estimate of this being done the week after Thanksgiving. That was their launch party.
Oh, God.
I think the launch party had as many people as that Memphis game.
Probably. Still waiting on it. Yep, if you go the updated version of the game, still has Bryce Harper in like a hoodie windbreaker. Nice.
Without a logo on it.
Yep.
How the hell can a team like San Diego afford to pay a player $30 million a year for 10 years? We said they averaged 26,000 fans a game last year.
I'm trying to figure out. I have no idea. So I apologize for not knowing the ownership of the San Diego Padres, but I could understand if it was one of these, you know, tech billionaires who's worth $17 billion trying to make a big splash.
Like the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes who just bought the AAF
exactly.
For $250 million.
Right. If it's somebody like that, I can understand them trying to do that, but
it's Ron Fowler.
Oh, Ronnie Fowler.
Ron Fowler.
He's the guy who we quoted earlier who said, no, we don't have a deal.
He's also the CEO
we didn't believe him.
Of Liquid Investments Incorporated.
Wow, that sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah. I don't know.
The the little Richie Keefe lair.
What, liquid investments?
Liquid investments.
Sure, that's usually how I spend my time.
Down in the Fortress of Solitude.
They got some good stuff. Oh, yeah, the investment group distributes Miller, Coors, Heineken, all kinds of other stuff, all their beer brands.
Sure,
why not?
All the ones with corn syrup?
Yeah. Okay. No. Oh, yeah, corn syrup. Not high fructose corn syrup.
Okay.
That's the big difference. Just regular good old corn syrup. Yes.
But even assuming that, you know, he's got a bunch of money, and he presumably does, he generally doesn't want to just
burn it,
leak it away, right? I mean, you don't want to just light a match to it.
It just seems like a bad investment from the get-go. It really does. Like a lot of these times, you know, you see some of these pitchers sign a 7-year deal, and you get all excited about it, and then you're like, well, yeah, year 6 and 7 is probably going to suck. But this one's like, what are you really doing here?
Yeah, but a lot of these owners, I mean, we know a lot of these owners. A lot of these multi-billionaires are jock sniffers. So he wants to be the guy that, hey,
yeah,
I'm the guy that paid the most money.
And what's funny, too, is
in MLB history.
And such a classic Padres move is they're going to have the headlines for a day.
Yep. Maybe.
They're going to have the highest contract for a day. And then it's all going to be about where Bryce Harper goes tomorrow. People are going to forget all about
this. And then they're going to realize, God, we got this guy, Manny Machado, and we got nothing. We got, what's his name? Who's that pitcher again you were talking about?
Oh, you don't like Ronnie Erlin?
Ronnie Erlin, yes.
We Robbie. Got Robbie Erlin.
Robbie Erlin.
Come on, get it right.
Yeah. Do you like their right fielder, Franmil Reyes?
I do. Franmil? You know, his war?
Yeah.
His war was -130.
Yeah, which is
that
lower
such a
than
thing?
That
would be a bad
thing. I think that's
that
significant. Okay,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Not good at all.
Right.
What else you got is coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
EI.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's get to a couple of stories that we might have missed during the course of the program.
What else you got?
Greg, you got anything?
Well, Tony Romo's back. Not on the air.
He hasn't left, has he?
What happened to Tony Romo?
He's gone for a week. Nothing happened to him.
Oh, okay, good.
But he's back playing golf again. Took a sponsor's exemption into the AT&T Byron Nelson. He's going to play with Jordan Spieth, Ryan Palmer at his home course in May.
Did you see his shot at the AT&T Pro-Am in Pebble Beach? Off the deck of the
golfer,
tent?
What can't this guy do? All right?
Can he read putts?
I think so.
He can read defenses. If he can read punts, he may have a chance to win this
thing. He's pretty good.
What else you got?
Dale, I'll go.
Sure.
How about this? The latest Mel Kiper mock draft.
Oh, boy.
The Mel Kiper 2.0. We got a ways to go here.
I don't have that membership for ESPN, so I only get like the top paragraph on these things.
Yeah, you can find it on Twitter. I don't have the membership either. But
okay.
The Patriots picking at number 32 in the Mel Kiper 2.0 mock draft. He has them taking a quarterback, Daniel Jones out of Duke, who I do not want. I want Kyler Murray or nobody.
Was it something against?
Yes, I don't like Daniel Jones. He went to Duke. I don't want Daniel Jones.
Well, no, he's not a basketball player. He's a football
player. Exactly. That's
you
why I don't want him.
You typically don't want the basketball
player. He was a basketball player.
Although the basketball players, I'll take my chances.
The last
Jason Tatum,
years.
Kyrie Irving, Greg. Right, I'll take those guys. But no, I don't want Daniel Jones. I want either trading up to get Kyler Murray or postpone it for another year. Get somebody that can help you right now. Get somebody on defense. Get a tight end. I could care less. I don't want Daniel Jones.
Maybe you trade that pick for Odell Beckham Jr.
How about that?
What else you got?
So yesterday, I found this cute little video on Twitter.
Sorry.
This is not a bad one.
Greg.
A cute little video on Twitter of a little guy. He looks like he's like between 1 and 2 years old. Had vision problems, and he got fit for a pair of glasses for the first time.
Pretty amazing.
And you see the look on his face as he can actually see his parents for the first time. And I retweeted it, and I just said, shut down the internet. We have a winner. Well, it's been liked 792 times since I put it out there yesterday.
Wait.
I've only begun to brag. Oh, thank you very much.
Here we go.
Because my tweet got linked by someone who wrote, "I agree. What a beautiful moment. Thanks, Dale."
There you go, Greg. That was really nice of you.
Bo Derek.
No!
Bo Derek.
Blue check mark, Bo Derek?
Yep.
No, big blue check mark.
D-E-R-I-C-K, Bo Derek?
There's actually some guy named Derek Bo. He lives down the street.
Not only
starting pitcher for a San Diego Padres.
Not only blue check mark, Bo Derek, but she follows me on Twitter, Greg.
What a weird
mistake. Did she follow you before?
She has followed me for a couple of years.
What a happy accident.
I check from time to time because I assume it's going to end any day now.
What's the catch? Do you have any idea why?
Yeah.
Why?
She tweeted out once, and I looked, and her Twitter feed, literally, she had like 20,000 followers. And I just wrote, I wrote, if you're of a certain age, the fact that Bo Derek only has 20,000 followers is a crime. And she wrote back, "I know, right, Dale?" And she started following
Dale.
Me.
That's all it took.
And she started following me.
And he slipped into her DMs. So the next thing you know.
I don't think we need to say it.
Sorry about that. Take that back. Dump that, Rossi.
We need to get this to be like a thing. Like, you guys.
Oh, Derek?
No.
To be a thing?
No,
she
no,
already
no.
is a thing.
She's a big thing.
Keith,
already.
I need you to find somebody for now to see if you can.
Keith Law.
No, he's a coward.
Oh, he blocked
you. He blocked you?
Of course he did. He's a coward. Yeah, he sucks.
Oh, he does
sucks
suck.
Out loud, that
You know
guy.
Who follows me? And I have sent him, I sent him a DM just to ask him why. And I never got a response.
Gary Tangway.
Not Gary Tangway. No. He's blocked me as well. Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh, he follows me too. What? He follows a lot of people.
He's like,
is it Tay Diggs?
He follows me too.
Everybody. Why? Follows everybody in the world.
But I want to know why.
I don't get it either. Eamon, do we have an
what
update?
What else you got?
Final results of our Twitter poll question, Dale Keefe, WEEI.
Yeah, so the question was, if the asking price was the same, which Mercurial wide receiver do you want on the Patriots?
We used Mercurial.
Eamon did.
Mercurial.
Oh,
okay. That's that private school education, boys.
Dale, can you spell it?
Yes, Mercurial.
Oh, wow.
He's looking at
smart. Dale also went to private school. 39% Antonio Brown, and the winner with 61% OBJ.
Yeah, makes sense. Nice. Beckham over Brown. Fair enough.
There you go.
There you go.
Greg, good to see you again.
Nice to see
Thanks
you.
For coming
What's
in.
Up, Greg?
Thanks for having me in. OMF. I think it's OMF. I think they're all together,
Saw
but they're
F
not
walking
here.
Around. F's here.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
They're everywhere. But they're coming up next.
Trust me, I've worked with them before.
After we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.